WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Centre.
Icky News, I'm Ben Thomas. Wind chill warnings tonight in many parts of the country, including Iowa, where Republicans are gathering for the party's caucuses, the first nominating contest of the presidential primary process. Mick Kennard has details.
There are more than 1,500 different caucus locations across the state. They get together, they are organized into their precincts, and then they have the opportunity to hear from a supporter, someone who's there voluntarily on behalf of these campaigns, to make the argument, to try to persuade, to say, look, this is my candidate. Here's why I think you should support them. Then they'll be taking a vote, tabulating those votes further up into the county and state level.
Swirling snow and avalanche dangers prompted road closures across parts of Utah and Colorado, freeze warnings in the deep south, thousands of flight cancellations. FlightAware's Kathleen Bangs says freezing temperatures and negative wind chills add to the delays.
Trying to operate in those temperatures is just really difficult for ground crews, so it sort of slows everything down. It slows down your fueling. It slows down your bag loading. It slows down people getting to the airport. You have more people that tend to call in sick, frankly, when you have weather like this.
The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating a ground collision of two planes. Norman Hall has details.
Federal air safety officials say a plane taxiing for departure clipped another aircraft at Chicago O'Hare International Airport on Sunday evening. No injuries were reported. Both planes were Boeing design. The left wing tip of an all Nippon Airways Boeing 777 jet struck the rear of a Delta Airlines Boeing 717 airliner. American aircraft manufacturer Boeing faces increasing scrutiny following a series of mechanical failures and subsequent grounding of its Boeing 737 MAX 9. An emergency exit door on that model failed and caused an emergency landing last week. It's not immediately clear what caused the latest incident. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. The NFL's wild card weekend continues with the Bills and Steelers going at it in snowy Buffalo right now. Sunday's game saw the Packers blast the Cowboys 48-32, while the Lions edged the Rams to earn only their second playoff win since 1957. Denny Capp was there for us.
Jared Goff throws for 277 yards and a touchdown to lead the Lions past the Rams 24-23. Goff became the first quarterback in NFL history to beat a team in which he previously won a playoff game with, and in turn gave the Lions their first playoff win in 32 years.
From the moment I got here, you imagine getting that playoff win and having this type of atmosphere in front of our home crowd and being able to sit on the ball like that and finish it out. And it kind of all hit me there.
Matthew Stafford threw for 362 yards and two touchdowns. Puka Nacua caught nine balls for 181 yards in the Rams' loss. Denny Kapp, Detroit.
Tonight in Tampa, it's the Eagles and the Buccaneers. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. There is a wind chill advisory from 6 p.m. tonight through 9 a.m. Wednesday for wind chills as low as 25 to 35 below. A few clouds and bitter cold tonight with a low of 12 below. Winds will be west around 10. Partly sunny and frigid tomorrow, high 2, winds west-southwest 10 to 20, and variably cloudy and bitter cold tomorrow night with a low of 8 below. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour, and our temperature is 0 degrees, and we got clear skies outside. And we have these cancellations to pass along. First of all, Avoca and Rural EMS will not have its benefit spaghetti dinner tonight. It has been postponed until next Monday. And for tomorrow, the following school districts are under a two-hour delay. They are Fenimore, Highland, and River Valley. And River Valley includes St. Luke's and St. John's. And then for tomorrow also, Second Harvest Food Pickup in Boscobel is canceled, and Boscobel Bond and Banquet will not be holding bingo.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Multiple agencies reported yesterday morning to a fire at Insight FS, an agriculture building with attached office just outside of Cobb. The fire was contained, but the location is still an active scene. The location will remain closed and barricaded. The public is asked to continue to stay away from the location, as it is private property and crews are beginning the cleanup process. At this time, the shelter-in-place recommendation for the Village of Cobb has been lifted. 6 team members from the 54th Civil Support Team, a National Guard Chemical, Biological, Radiological, and Nuclear Response Team trained to support civil authorities to assist with air monitoring and life safety incident responded to the scene. 2 of those team members entered the incident area and conducted air monitoring. All air monitoring was either near normal background levels or very low. In coordination with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, it was determined the area outside of Insight FS was similar concern to a normal fire with regard to gas monitoring. Cobb residents may find debris in their yards. Debris is building materials and office content. Residents are asked to collect and discard in normal garbage pickup. Cases of COVID, flu, and RSV are rising in Wisconsin. At the same time, vaccination numbers are down. Boston University's Dr. Monica Wang says health experts need to counter misinformation online.
We as researchers can do a better job about communicating our science, and that means we start communicating our results and our processes in language that's easy and accessible for everyday people to understand.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum says vaccination rates for school children are up, but are still well below pre-pandemic levels. An independent analysis shows that most of the newly ordered maps redrawing Wisconsin's political boundaries for the state legislature would keep Republicans in majority control, but their dominance would be reduced. 7 sets of new state Senate and Assembly maps were submitted Friday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ordered them after ruling last month that the current maps drawn by Republicans are unconstitutional. Marquette University Law School Research Fellow John D. Johnson's analysis shows that all of the assembly maps would keep the GOP majority had they been in effect in 2022. 5 of the 7 Senate maps would keep Republican majorities, but in both cases, Democrats would make gains. A setback for efforts to remove Wisconsin's elections administrator. A Dane County judge ruled Friday that Megan Wolf is legally holding her position and that the 6th-member Wisconsin Elections Commission is under no obligation to appoint a new administrator. The bipartisan commission deadlocked in June on a vote to reappoint Wolf. Republican commissioners voted in favor of reappointment, but Democrats abstained and that blocked the nomination from going to the state Senate where Wolf could have been fired. Wolf has been the target of Donald Trump supporters who falsely claim she played a role in handing the 2020 election to President Joe Biden. A bill in the Wisconsin legislature would make 17-year-olds licensed EMS first responders. 3 Northwest Wisconsin Republicans backing the proposal say it would aid rural communities in the state in having adequate staffing for an ambulance response. Currently, candidates must be 18 years old to be officially registered as an EMS responder. The bill would not require organizations to hire 17-year-olds, but they would be allowed to evaluate the teen's maturity level before deciding to bring one on board. An amendment to the bill would also require any 17-year-old responder to be accompanied by an experienced EMS practitioner. Wisconsin economists say aging workers are among the reasons for a decreasing workforce. The pandemic may have worsened Wisconsin's workforce issues, but the labor force has been on a steady decline since its peak in the 90s. Experts say that employees 55 and older in 2000 was 18% or less throughout most counties in the state. Now that percentage has increased to roughly 25% in many counties. Experts say these problems may be felt even more in the coming years. noting that manufacturing has the most employees, 55 and older, with 133,000 workers. Healthcare and social assistance, retail trade, and educational services are also facing similar issues. The field for the Democratic challenger to Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden grew smaller over the weekend when Tara Johnson, the former La Crosse County board chair, ended her campaign. Johnson cited the loss of her father, the need to spend more time with family, and a crowded primary field as reasons to end her campaign. Johnson did not endorse any of the other three candidates, Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin, Rebecca Cook, and Eric Wilson. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office said that social media reports of a pair of explosions in Stoddard are unfounded. In a release Sunday, Sheriff Roy Torgerson said there were no reports of any explosions Saturday evening. Torgerson said there was no danger to the community. Speculation on social media was that the loud noises were caused by fireworks, gunshots, or frost quakes. The ice on some Wisconsin waterways was still hit or miss over the weekend. In Columbia County late Sunday morning, two snowmobiles went through the ice on Lake Wisconsin at Sunset Bay. They were about 100 feet from shore. One person made it to shore on their own, but rescue crews had to throw a ski rope to the second person who was still in the water. Luckily, he was wearing a flotation device for snowmobilers that authorities say greatly helped in his rescue. The Iowa caucuses are tonight, the first step to the Republican Party convention in Milwaukee this summer. Former U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he won't be there if Donald Trump's the nominee. Donald Trump Jr. says that's fine with him.
He's the rhino that the America First movement despises. So if he doesn't show up to the convention in Milwaukee, no one gives a damn. I think he'd be booed if he went.
Trump speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. UW-Milwaukee is putting a house with a likely value of over $1 million on the market. The school says it plans to sell a home previously used by the school's chancellor as part of an effort to reduce costs. A request for permission to sell the house on Lake Drive in Milwaukee will be submitted to the UW Board of Regents. It was purchased by the university in 2012 for just under $1 million. The UW-Milwaukee says the house, which they said allowed the chancellor to entertain potential donors and business and research partners, was purchased with private donations and proceeds from the sale of a previous chancellor's residence in nearby Shorewood. The school is dealing with a projected $18.8 million deficit. Snowmobile trails in southwestern Wisconsin are open, with a few exceptions, after last week's snowfall left over 2 feet of snow in some places. Areas where trails are closed mostly are places where trails go over water, as wetlands, rivers, and lakes aren't frozen over yet. Riders are asked to check with local clubs for the status of trails and up-to-date information about conditions. You can see a statewide snow report at travelwisconsin.com. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Pam Sobranek of Lone Rock on ticket number 243.
Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Boscobel and Muscadet clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson-Boscobel today.
Today is Monday, January 15th. David J. Meixelsperger, 80 of Plain, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 2 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Wednesday from noon until the time of mass at 2. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for David J. Meixelsperger, 80, of Plain. Lester Baker, 93, of Arena, died Tuesday after a brief illness. A funeral service will be held Friday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Ewing Olson VFW Post 9336. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lester Baker, 93 of Arena. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76 of Boscobel, died last Monday at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Boscobel Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Boscobel Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Semrod Post 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel. Marion M. Perry, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Madison, died Sunday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. No formal services will be held. Memorials may be made to Harvest Guest Home, St. Croix Hospice, or charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Marion M. Perry, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Madison. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Rachel and Andrew Rungholt had a son, Huntley Gregory.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, temperatures continue to run about 15 degrees below normal around here with this Arctic air locked in place. Of course, with that cold air coming over the deep snow cover, that's not allowing it to warm up much either. So even with the sun out, temperatures have really struggled. Be sure to bundle up as you're venturing out the next couple of days. Wind chill issues will continue to be a major concern as wind chill factors get down to occasionally 25 to 35 below zero. You can get frostbite in a fairly short order if you're not adequately dressed, especially your extremities, and wear plenty of layers, and wool is certainly a good option to help you stay warm as well. Now, we are expecting mainly dry weather for the next 5 or 6 days. There is one weak disturbance passing through northern Wisconsin. By tomorrow and tomorrow night could bring that part of the state a few flurries. A separate system passing south of our region Thursday evening into early Friday, with a better chance of light snow from that staying in parts of Iowa and Illinois. As we get into the weekend, we'll see some mild air gradually flow in, especially on Sunday, and then even warmer conditions early next week. Also, another weather system could arrive by about Tuesday of next week with a chance of some rain and snow. We'll certainly keep an eye on that. Otherwise, a wind chill advisory now in effect running up through 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. A few clouds at times tonight, bitter cold, low near 12 below zero, west wind close to 10 miles an hour. Again, wind chills falling to 25 to 35 below zero. Partly sunny tomorrow, high of just 2, west-southwest wind between 10 and 20. Tomorrow night, variably cloudy, low 8 below. Wednesday, partly sunny, a touch warmer with a high of 12, west wind 10 to 17. Thursday, clouds increase, low 5 below, high of 10. Small chance of light snow showers at night. Friday, decrease in clouds, low 4 below, high of 8. Saturday, partly cloudy, low 10 below, high of 13. And Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy and warmer, high up to 24. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great night.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
currently in Richland Center, it's mostly clear and our temperature is 0 degrees. And that's after a daytime high of 5 and a morning low of 14 below. Yesterday's high was 1 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1974 is 56 degrees with a record low of 38 below set back in 1963. Last year's high was 41 with a low of 27. Sunset took place tonight at 4:51 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:31. Winds are out of the southwest at 4 to 6 miles per hour, creating a wind chill factor of 12 below. And also our barometric reading is 30.15 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 0 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area sports schedule.
The high school basketball schedule tonight includes Lafarge at Nisida and Dodgeville at Blackhawk in boys basketball. On the girls' scene, Cuba City at Southwestern and Darlington at Mineral Point make up games for tonight. Kickapoo at Boscobel, Argyle Pecatonica at Benton, Fenimore at Lancaster, Iowa Grant at DeSoto, Riverdale plays at Oneewoc, and coming up tonight on the radio, Highland at Ithaca. Here's Bulldogs coach David Klang talking about coming back and playing on a Monday night.
It's a little bit tough, especially since that we've really only had like one game the past 3 weeks with winter break, and then last week missing out with all the snow days and everything. So it's a little bit tough just not being in the loop and playing and that type of thing, but we hopefully should be ready against a really good team.
Highland is coached by Josh Terrell.
They like to push the ball. They're physical. They got a good post play. So that way, I think they're a lot like we are. I think we got a little advantage in height overall, but I think they might have a little advantage in speed just watching some film. But I think it's a pretty evenly matched team from what I can, you know, when I scout and, you know, watch their girls. So it's going to be a good competition for us, and we're going to have to play some good ball to end up on top. So I think it's going to be a great game tonight.
Highland and Ithaca girls basketball comes your way tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show around 7:15. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Aaron Jones rushed for 3 touchdowns and quarterback Jordan Love passed for 3 more. Throw in a pick 6 by safety Darnell Savage and you have a 48-32 Packer victory over Dallas yesterday afternoon in a game that wasn't as close as the score sounds. The Cowboys had won 16 straight home games before Sunday's shocker. Romeo Doubs had a career-high 151 receiving yards and one of Love's favorite touchdown passes. And Luke Musgrave and Dontavian Wicks had the others. Green Bay travels to San Francisco to meet the 49ers next week in the divisional round. That game will be held Saturday with the kickoff at around 7:15, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game right here on WRCO 100.9 FM with the pregame starting at around 5 o'clock. A 30-footer at the buzzer by clutch performer Damian Lillard gave the Bucks a 143-142 overtime win against Sacramento last night. A third straight victory improves Milwaukee's record to 28-12, 2.5 games behind Boston in the Eastern Conference standings. Lillard finished with 29 points, and Giannis Antetokounmpo had a triple-double with 27 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. Chris Middleton was held out as his team played for the third time in four games. The Bucks are back in action at Cleveland on Wednesday. Marquette will try to put an end to recent struggles that have cost the team three losses in the last five games. Although still ranked high, the Golden Eagles have already matched their three Big East Conference losses of last season. Villanova visits the Fizer Forum tonight as Coach Shaka Smart team tries to avoid losing three games in a row. Marquette had a four-game winning streak against Villanova over the last two seasons. The Golden Eagles come in with an 11-5 record, including 2-3 in conference play. The Badgers' winning streak reaches six in a row after Saturday's 71-63 home victory over Northwestern. Max Klesmit scored a career-high 24 points to help Wisconsin remain the only team undefeated in the Big Ten Conference. The visiting Wildcats never led in the second half, but they did tie the score with just under 4 minutes to go. With Northwestern following in the closing minute, Chucky Hepburn and A.J. Storr protected the lead by hitting four straight free throws. The Badgers go on the road tomorrow for a game at Penn State, and you'll be able to hear that game on WRCE 107.7 AM 1450, as well as online at WRCO.com on the WRCE stream and also on the Civic Media app. Dwayne Wade is donating $3 million to Marquette just over two decades after leading the Golden Eagles to their last Final Four appearance. Marquette announced the gift today as the Hall of Fame guard attended the 17th-ranked Golden Eagles game with Villanova. Wade's gift will grow the school's summer reading program for Milwaukee children, establish a Wade Scholars program benefiting low-income students, and support a future expansion of the university's Athletic and Human Performance Research Center. The expansion will include a new practice facility for the men's basketball program. And Southern California quarterback Caleb Williams has formally entered the NFL draft. The Heisman Trophy winner is leaving USC after two prolific seasons. Williams is widely considered the favorite to be the number one selection in the draft, which begins April 25th. The Chicago Bears currently hold the top pick. Williams passed for 10,082 yards with 93 touchdowns and 14 interceptions during three collegiate seasons at Oklahoma and USC. He became the Trojans' eighth Heisman Trophy winner in 2022 after following Coach Lincoln Riley from Norman to the West Coast. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Connections. That's what your Touchstone Energy Cooperative makes possible every day. By providing the energy our community needs to stay connected to work, to family, to everyone and everything that matters. Day and night, we're always here. Because we know that of all the connections we make, none are more powerful than the human connection.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
100.9. Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roho.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win, as all landowners receive green for their logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
There's a lot to keep an eye on right now for the commodity markets. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For 45 years, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leveraged decades of knowledge from their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Just because it's midwinter doesn't mean that there aren't a lot of things for corn and soybean markets to keep an eye on. Rich Nelson, the chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield what he's going to be watching over the next couple of weeks.
You know, for the next 2 weeks story is certainly South America. This January period and early February is a major yield determinant for Brazil's soybean crop. So I think that's the number one issue directly ahead. And number two, I would kind of be watching these export numbers with moderate interest. You know, we still don't have the soybean export story solved here just yet. Sales are ahead of the pace needed at USDA's goal, but shipments have been quite poor now for 9 weeks in a row, and Brazil still has a price advantage over us on soybeans specifically. So I would still suggest there's a lot of room, especially for soybeans, to move these numbers. You can argue even a little higher or a little lower, so a little concern there.
There are also uncertainties about policy changes under a new presidential administration in Argentina.
And that's a big question for us. So the Argentine discussion is, number one, they devalued their peso a few weeks ago by over 50%. The second issue is this intention to move to raise export tariffs on corn, wheat, and the soy products, not soybeans. So this does give us overall, the devaluation of the peso does offset those export tariff changes. So the Argentine discussion for us right now is maybe a little negative news for us, at least in these next few months ahead here.
And Friday, ahead of the long holiday weekend, soybean, corn, and wheat futures were down, all pressured by nominally neutral to bearish USDA supply, demand, and production numbers, along with quarterly grain stocks. Get a full look at the numbers on our website at brownfieldagnews.com. Megan Grebner has more. It's coming up after this brief break.
In his last will and testament, Robert has bequeathed to his only heir and devoted caretaker 1/3 of his house, 1/3 of his truck, and 1/3 of his beloved dog, Mr. Bo here.
Excuse me, I'm a little confused.
Don't settle for a fraction of what you deserve, especially at harvest. Yield your best with Veltima fungicide's proven plant health benefits and revolutionary application flexibility.
1/3 of a dog. Right.
Get everything you deserve with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
What does supporting rural communities look like? At Compeer Financial, we believe it starts with giving back. That's why we are here, with grants that invest in the communities we serve to help beginning farmers, fund agricultural education, support first responders, stimulate economic growth, and partner with causes that matter to our clients. Visit Compeer.com to learn more. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
It was a quiet Monday for direct cash cattle trade activity. Buyers and sellers were getting ready for another very snowy, very cold week of business. On Friday, live deals in the South were at $172, a dollar lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Dress business was up mostly $272 to $275 in the North. That's steady to $2 below the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box feed closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 216 at $291.42. Select was 71 cents higher at $272.50. Estimated cattle slaughter was 112,000 head, up 8,000 on the week and down 12,000 on the year. Cash hog prices were not reported due to confidentiality. The 5-day rolling average at the National Daily Direct was 45.31. It's 45.81 for the Iowa, Minnesota, and 45.69 in the Western Corn Belt. Pork values were higher, up 98 cents at 87.06, and estimated hog slaughter was 399,000 head, down 69,000 on the week and down 21,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? the Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The CEO of the National Potato Council says the continued partisanship in the U.S. House indicates it might be challenging for lawmakers to pass a new farm bill this year. Cam Quarles tells Brownfield,
all that means is the U.S. is falling behind as our foreign competitors move forward.
He says they'd like to see enhanced research. More news is next.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
An ag lender suggests new and beginning farmers are affected more by market volatility. Chris Fitzloff with Compeer Financial tells Brownfield price fluctuations impact all farmers.
But it seems like our beginning farmers get affected a little bit more. Things are typically a little tighter on the beginning farmer side. So we need to kind of pull out all the stops and the resources to work with them.
He says young farmers should work with their local farm service agency. Ag meteorologist Greg Zollier says below zero temperatures will stick around some this week.
We'll see that Tuesday morning and another run of that stuff for late next week as well. So with some element of wind, won't be the 50-mile-an-hour gust we had with the blizzard, but with some element of wind, those wind chills will be down at 20, 30, 35, 40, 45 below zero.
Heading into the middle of the week, Zollier says the Delta and southern U.S. are in for some winter weather. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Crop Insurance Outlook. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. As Congress works on the next farm bill, farmers are watching to see what happens with crop insurance. Cole Patrick with Compeer Financial says there are questions about how much money will be used for Title I, and that number could have major implications on crop insurance going forward. More after this on Brownfield.
When it comes to reducing transportation emissions, original equipment manufacturers and fleets are on the first line of defense. Jennifer Weaver with Clean Fuels Alliance America says higher blends of high-quality biodiesel and renewable diesel are a great fit to assist in reduction efforts.
As fleets and OEMs are evaluating the options that they have available to them, they need to consider not only the amount of the reduction of emissions, but also when it happens. So any reduction in the CO2 emissions that we can make now will have significantly more value than emissions reductions made later. This is kind of where biodiesel becomes a really attractive option because it's available now. It is available all across the United States. It's available on par with or less expensively than diesel fuel. And it can be used in that existing diesel equipment.
To learn more, visit cleanfuelsconference.org.
Compeer Financial Director of Insurance Strategies, Cole Patrick, says to look forward on crop insurance, it's important to first look back to the 2018 Farm Bill.
We were looking at about $8.5 billion over the 5 years. In comparison, we are looking at probably $1.5 trillion. So we've significant increase in spending. You know, a lot of that is still going to nutrition. So not a lot of the distribution is changing, so to say, but the overall spend is much, much more. Last time we also saw changes to the ARCA PLC program, make elections every single year. So I think that was an enhancement. We think those things are going to stay. And I say we think because obviously we don't have one yet. Now, while the farm bill and crop insurance has an extension, those things will operate in entirety. So there's no issues there. There are some provisions with that farm bill that do kind of run out at certain other times of the year, but no impacts to crop insurance, right? So with a big spend and a lot of new members on both sides of the House and the Senate, I tell you, activity in Capitol Hill is going to be at an all-time high. Engagement is going on day in and day out. I'm in meetings at least, you know, once a week, once every other week with my constituents, with other farm credit parties, talking about new things that may be on the table, in which there are some things that I think should get some people excited with this new farm bill, should they get approved. Now, they are, I don't want to say speculative, because they made the table, and I'll specifically is we may be looking at talks of increased subsidies for higher coverage levels on the NPCI program. And I think that should excite not only the growers, but the agents that sell crop insurance as well. It gives credibility to the soundness of the program. It's also kind of a better logic, so to say, versus some other things that could be introduced as bargaining chips on the table, specifically in terms of the spend that it would cost. Also, other things on the table, we're looking at increased reference prices, perhaps, not to mention the reference prices for the program by default did increase this year. So those are some things on the positive side that are being talked about and tossed around.
That's Cole Patrick with Compeer Financial. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson at 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. He led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
100.9 WURCO. This ain't no temporary, typical, tearful goodbye. This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up one more time. This is gone,
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 gone.
Gone like a freight train, gone like yesterday. Gone like a soldier in the Civil War, bang, bang. Gone like a 59 Cadillac, like all the good things that ain't never coming back. Gone, 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 gone. She gone.
This ain't no give it time, I'm hurting, but maybe we can work it out. Won't be no champagne, red rose, romance, second chance. This is gone.
Of country music, and we are going to be playing some more great music up until we have high school basketball action featuring the girls. We'll be playing tonight right here on WRCO 100.9 FM on WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. It will be Ithaca hosting Highland, so that'll be a very good matchup. Phil Neal will be making the call for that game. 7:15 is the estimated pregame. Always depends on how the JV does. Sometimes we start a little earlier or start a little later. So if you want to catch every bit of the pregame before the action itself, don't be afraid to keep it tuned right here or if somebody isn't listening, wants to listen, tell them, hey, listen, Phil may start a little earlier, depending on how those JV girls do. And I forgot to mention during the sports, I apologize on that. And it's so weird on Monday night. Well, Monday night, you have Monday night football, but to have playoff football action, especially one of the games, the game between the Bills and the Steelers were supposed to be played yesterday, and that was in Buffalo, but they had the whiteout conditions, something similar to what we had a few days ago. And the Bills and Steelers game was moved to this afternoon. And right now they're in the third quarter with 3:23 left. And the Bills are leading the Steelers by a score of 21-10. Then tonight on the evening wild card game matchup, it'll be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. That should be a very good matchup too. And if the Packers do beat the 49ers, that was a great game though, by the way, yesterday. If the Packers beat the 49ers, they may be facing either Tampa Bay or the Eagles. Packers are probably, after this cold weather, probably hoping it's going to be down in Tampa Bay with the warmth. You never know. Eagles, they may end up having better weather than expected for the wintertime. Highly doubt it, but you just never know. And we do have, we don't have any recent delay announcements or cancellations to announce that any new ones that came in, but I'll give you a rundown coming up at the top of the hour after the weather. I'll have a rundown of all the cancellations and delays for tomorrow. And if you're outside, be careful. Like I said, right now down below zero, it's one below zero, and the winds are right now around 4 miles per hour out of the southwest. So if you're traveling, do so with caution and have yourself prepared just in case something happens. But please stay safe. Coming up next, we have Thompson Square with Without You.
Looks no good sitting on a shelf. Your hands in your pockets ain't no kind of help. Painting with no pain ain't got much to do. And I ain't no good without you. Can't sing a song that ain't got no words. Sees just a seed till you're dropping in the dirt. A church ain't a church without some people in the pews. And I ain't no good without you. Without you I'd be just another same old plain old son of a gunner. No shotgun solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunsets all black and white, you put the tide out in my life. I'm crazy, but baby, it's true. Ain't no good without you, babe. It's just a pinch without a river to flow. It's all with no strings, no. It won't play a note. You can't sink the air ball if you ain't got the cue. And I ain't no good without you. I'd just be another same old plain old son of a gunner. No shotgun, solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunset's all black and white, you put the tide out in my life. Might sound crazy, but baby, it's true. Ain't no good without you. Shotgun, solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunset's all black and white, you put the tide out in my life. Might sound crazy, but baby, it's true. Ain't no good without you, hey. Without you. Ain't no good without you. Ain't no good without you. We'll be right back.
kiss when we first met. And when they start to kiss and got me thinking about you.
Tumbling down till I woke up that Friday.